Hello everyone, welcome to the Smashy Business Show. Yet another day, yet another episode. It's Thursday, 28th of November, 2024. Only 2 to 3 days left in finishing November on a very good note. It was a very eventful month.
Mm-hmm.
I have with me Farah Bashir, the beautiful and charismatic Farah Bashir. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited because like National Day is coming.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I love the National Day holiday. It's one of my favorite holidays.
It's very interesting that there's a lot of deals happening on shopping, on food, and a lot of stuff. So yeah, it's going to be a very good UAE National Day. Everyone can enjoy the festivities. It's a lot of festivities actually.
Yeah.
Like how many years have you spent here? What is your favorite part about it?
I am born here.
Apart from it being a long week.
I mean, I am born in Dubai.
Oh.
And so, like, I consider Dubai to be my home.
Okay.
You know, like, I'm not even joking. Like, the love and the devotion that I have for the country is unbelievable. And I feel like it's my own country.
Yeah. Everyone, to be honest, the expatriate population in the UAE, it's big. There's, like, more than 150 plus nationalities. And whoever lives here considers this home, to be honest.
True.
I've developed this feeling also after spending a lot of time here. I'm trying to learn the national anthem as well as soon as I can. Not an Arabic speaker, but trying to understand it. Yeah. So, yeah. Apart from the chit-chat, a lot of stuff is happening in the business world. But first of all, we'll start with Bitcoin Mina. And let's just talk about what's UAE's role in shaping the future of cryptocurrency. Is not only Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRG, all the Bitcoins that you can even think of. So cryptocurrencies are, to be honest, at the forefront of innovation globally with key trends emerging in nation state and institutional adoption. Government initiatives like central bank, digital currencies, CBDCs in China and Europe reflect that nations are integrating blockchain and cryptocurrencies to improve financial systems. Developing countries such as El Salvador, this is my favorite example, are leveraging Bitcoin for financial inclusion. Well, Dubai, again, always in front of everybody, is advancing as a global crypto hub. There's a crypto center in DMCC in Dubai, which is very active. And they're doing this through regularity, clarity, and innovation. There's a lot of innovation regulations that are in place for cryptocurrencies. You will always see that whenever something happens regarding cryptocurrencies, Dubai will have a rule already in place.
That's true, so, by the way. Now, of course, for people who are wondering why is that important, because the surge in adoption is driven by the transformative potential of blockchain technology to enhance transparency, efficiency, and as well inclusivity of financial systems. Because like we know that, you know, Bitcoin is marking its way back to, you know, the country, and it's really, as we talked yesterday about Bitcoin, how the price of Bitcoin keeps on like increasing and increasing.
Yeah.
And as well, governments do see cryptocurrencies as tools to improve cross-border settlements and bolster economic inclusion for institutions. As well, crypto offers new opportunities for investments and innovation, especially through the DeFi and tokenization.
Yes,
and as well, Dubai leadership is very notable. Like we have noticed that over the years, and as well through the Dubai Virtual Assets Regulatory Authority and initiatives like the Crypto Center, as you mentioned in the MCC, the UAE is fostering a conducive environment for startups and as well global firms. Because like we know that the UAE will bring everything, but what I love about that is that it will be regulating to make sure there are no scams.
Yeah.
There is nothing else that's like negative happening, so that the image, the bigger image of the UAE as a whole is not, I would say, like, you know,
But they want to be the leader in this. They want to be the leader in everything in the world. And with crypto, they're very proactive. The Vara authority that you just talked about, it's a very good, nice authority, a body in place, which regulates your virtual assets.
Mm-hmm.
So again, Dubai is doing Dubai things.
Dubai is doing Dubai things.
Yeah,
that's true.
Dubai is doing Dubai things, yeah. So all eyes will be on Bitcoin Mina, set to take place in Abu Dhabi from December 9th to 10th at ADNIC. This pivotal event will bring together policymakers, innovators, and investors to discuss the future of cryptocurrencies in the region. One of them is Eric Trump, son of Donald Trump. Key topics will likely include CBDC, DeFi, decentralized finance, basically regulatory frameworks, institutional strategies in the MENA region's evolving crypto landscape, and also UAE, Emirates, for example, Dubai and Abu Dhabi's proactive stance will undoubtedly be central to discussions showcasing how the UAE is shaping the global crypto economy. So if you're a newbie, you don't have any knowledge of cryptocurrencies, you don't understand what a Bitcoin is, how it looks like, it doesn't look like anything to be honest. This is the place to be on December 9th and 10th in Abu Dhabi at EdNEC. You can go to their website and buy the pass whichever suits you. They have different packages from cheapest to the most expensive one. So whichever one suits you, go by and enjoy the event. Let's move on to another Abu Dhabi story. The Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, ADNOC, they have launched XRG. I still haven't found the full form of it, but it says XRG. So XRG is a transformative $80 billion global investment company focused on lower carbon energy and chemicals. So what this company is, in very simpler terms, is going to do is it will go and invest in sustainable solutions companies and companies which have low carbon energy output. So all of this shows that ADNOC, which is famous for oil, gas, they are investing in the future. They are investing in the future resources, future energy products. This is a very good sign. Basically, the ADNOC board meeting was headed by President of the UAE, His Highness, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed. And this is where he approved the formation of the company.
Well, you know, of course, for people who think, why is that important? Because the new $80 billion investment company focuses on three main key areas, which are global chemicals. So XRG aims to become top five global chemical producer, addressing the projected 70% increase in global chemical demand by 2050. And as well, this platform will produce essential chemicals and specialty products for modern life. And for the second key area is going to be international gas. So it will be building a large scale gas portfolio to meet the expected 15% rise in global natural gas demand over the next decade and 65% increase in LNG demand by 2050. And the third one, which is the last one, the low carbon energies, because they want to invest in low carbon energy solutions. And as well, it's a key focus in low carbon ammonia, with demand expected to grow by 70 to 90 million tons. Now, of course, this is all, there are more to double the asset value within a decade by capitalizing more on the growing markets and as well the global trends in energy transformation, AI growth, and emerging economies.
Yeah. So XRG will formally begin in activities in first quarter of 2025. Mm-hmm. That is very near to us. It's not that far away. And sustainability is at the core of this new company. A high profile event in 2025 will also highlight XRG's roadmap and what they will do, how they will operate. Mm-hmm. Everything will be clarified then and there. And lastly, Dr. Sultan Ahmed Al Jaber, His Excellency, reiterated that ADNOC's pledge to deliver sustainable economic growth is at the heart of this move. Mm-hmm. So let's see what happens. Let's wait for Q1 of 2025. A lot of other things are happening there, but this is now an addition to us, for us to look at quarter one of 2025 and see what's happening in the world. And talking about growth, Talabat upsizes its IPO. They were offering 15% IPO to the market. So 15% of Talabat, which is owned by Delivery Hero, a German company, now it has increased it to 20%. The same thing we saw with a recent IPO, which was the biggest IPO in the UAE this year. Right. That was Lulu Retail. Yeah. They were offering 25%, but then they saw a lot of demand from the investors. So they increased it to 30%, 5%. So Talabat is following suit, and from 15%, they've gone up to 20% now. The interesting thing is that the additional 5% is going to go to institutional investors. Mm-hmm. So retail investors, individual investors, day traders, they are not going to get a piece of it, but big companies who are interested in investing, they will get this 5%. And the IPO is now expected to raise nearly around $2 billion. Mm-hmm. First, it was said that it will be lower than Lulu. Lulu's IPO was around $1.6, $1.7 billion. But now, Talabat's IPO will beat it, most probably. Let's see, the final price will be announced tomorrow, and then we'll know what's happening.
Well, as we know right now, Talabat is beating Lulu, that's for sure. Now, it's very important because it's going to be making it the biggest in the region this year, and as well, it will demonstrate confidence in the Middle East going tech industry. And as well, some investors will be entering the Dubai financial market for the first time. So when they will be looking at the IPO of Talabat, looking at how it's bigger it is than Lulu, it will the Talabat will be gaining better, I'd say, momentum than Lulu for
sure.
It was
very smart from Talabat, what I saw for her, that Lulu went to Abu Dhabi ADX exchange, but Talabat chose Dubai. A lot of people don't choose Dubai. Dubai is like a parallel market in the UAE. For example, in Saudi, we have the main market, Tadawul, and then the parallel market, Nomu. Even the Dubai market capital is very small as compared to Abu Dhabi and Saudi. But they chose Dubai.
They chose Dubai, but there are other factors, you know, that contribute, of course, to the growth and everything, such as like market leadership and financial performance. And because like with literally like they had they were expected to grow up by 23% for this year, and not only that, this goes on and on. They even have like the market penetration that potential, because with only 6 million active customers out of an addressable population of 71 million people in its operating markets, Talabat demonstrated a significant room for expansion.
So 6 million and 21 million, they have a lot of room to grow. They still have a lot of market to cover. What do you think? Where would you, if you had to order groceries, would you choose Talabat or Noon? These are the two big players right now, I think.
That is true.
would you use Kareem?
To be honest with you, okay, now this might be very controversial to what I'm saying and how I'm talking about
it. You always go down and buy your
thing. I like to go personally and pick up, pick out myself, you know, like, and like if I don't see it, because I like to read the ingredients, if it's, if they're toxic, if they're healthy, and all of these things, you know what I mean? Because I'm very like particular and keen with those things. However, now if I am like
last
on the go,
minute, you need eggs. What is your choice of preference? You can say it, no problem. We're customers.
Can I hide my face? Okay, well, honestly, I'm saying Noon.
Noon, right? Noon, for groceries, I've realized, even as a user, I'm also a user. I've used Talabat, I've used Noon, I've used Kareem at times as well. But to be honest, for groceries, Talabat, Noon, this is a customer like opinion,
experience,
not a professional opinion. But Noon is faster in groceries, I've realized. But
true.
When it comes to food delivery, Talabat has more offerings. That's what I've realized as a customer, not as a, like, right now I'm talking as a customer. Talabat has more food offerings.
That's
they have more food places on their place, but Noon is trying their best, I guess.
I mean, to be honest with you, as consumers, it's different. Then, like, you know, like as business partners, for people who are like investing in, they will look at the IPO for sure. And the IPO will only be able to increase if the consumer is satisfied and happy and coming back again. Which brings me back to business 101 classes. You know, the SWOT analysis and like, you know, the if there's a demand and you meet the demand and then you're good to go. But, you know, because like we know as well that the expansion of the IPA of Talabat size up from 15% to 20%. So that is like really big. And it only would size up because, as we said earlier, because the consumers are happy with the offers, with the delivery, with the service even.
And one more interesting thing about this is that the increased 5% will still be at the same price. So the price range was 1.5 to 1.6 dirhams, and they've stayed with it. They haven't increased it for the extra 5%. So let's see. Tomorrow we'll have the final price. We'll tell you about it, no problem. Today, the subscription period for institutional investors is closing. So that is why the news came yesterday. They increased it, and some institutional investors already bought that 5%. But tomorrow, the final price will be there, and we'll know the final amount that Talabat raises. Trading begins on 10th of December on the Dubai financial market. So they'll ring the bell and do the whole thing that they do. And we'll see how it goes. The last thing that I want to say is that with Lulu, we saw that as soon as the share market opened, it started trading on ADX. It started at a share price of 2.04, and it ended the day on the same price. So with Talabat, they're being very protective about it. They didn't put a big price to their mm-hmm. share. They kept a smaller margin. I was reading a Bloomberg report, a very detailed report on the whole Talabat IPO, and they said the main idea is that they want to keep a low amount, so as soon as they go to trading, the amount increases. Mm-hmm. Because Lulu was subscribed at the higher range point. It was between 1.8 to 2. It was subscribed at 2. People bought the share at 2. So when they went to the market, they were like, this is enough. This doesn't need more pricing. So Talabat, interestingly, went for a lower price range. And there's a high chance when they go to the market, their price range will increase. And most probably for the first 2-3 days, the share price will eventually reach to 2 dirham. We'll all see. No one can predict the future, but we can like try to assess it. So all this is happening in the business world. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you're looking for anything related to Bitcoin, if you're a newbie or an expert, you have to go to Bitcoin MENA. It's on December 9th and 10th in ADNEC. In Abu Dhabi. Apart from that, we discussed Lulu has upsized its IPO, which is a very good thing. We saw it with Talabat has upsized its IPO. Lulu did it. Didn't go well for them on the trading market, but let's see how it goes for Talabat. And ADNOC has XRG, an $80 billion giant, which they are using to invest into sustainable companies and low carbon energy products. Thank you very much for joining us. You can follow us on all our socials. Smashy Business is our name. Wherever you want to find us, you can find us. If you've missed any part of the show, just go to YouTube or smashy.tv and you can watch the whole show and see what we were talking about today. See you on Friday. Then we'll be off for 4 days because it's the national holiday and we want to be part of the festivities as well. I hope you also enjoy the festivities. My producer just put 1.3 million on the teleprompter because he knows I will say it, that this is the Smashy Business Show, which is a Smashy Business production, part of the larger Augustus Media Network. And we have 1.34 billion listeners monthly. If you're one of them, thank you so much for joining us and listening to us.